Okay, so we were learning about the importance of studying Torah, and you're considered a friend, as Ephraim said, and beloved by Hashem, by the people, and you are a Nava, you're a Tzaddik, you're a Chassid, you're able to see things clearly, you're like a overflowing spring, a river that never ends. You are patient, you learn patience and tolerance, and people make fun of you, you ignore it because you're so strong, you're above it because you're walking with Hashem. So if someone makes fun of you, so what? Make a no issue of it. Half the problems on the road are because you come out, you can't take it, the guy cut you off. So cut you off, what's the big deal? They run out of the car, they punch him in the head, there's fights. Yesterday there was a fight.
The car in front of you is not moving, so you're like, you get out of the car and you scream at the guy.
For some reason, electric company is a problem with some Haredim. And in Geula yesterday, a car had an emblem, had a sticker with the word Electra on it, and they threw stones at the car. And they almost lynched the women over there. For what? Because they had a sticker? Where's their patience? Where's their understanding? Where's their love of Klal Yisrael?
What is this Electra thing anyway?
It's a company that has... Electra has a company that makes air conditioners. And for some reason, they might have built it on the place that they shouldn't have, and then they have a problem with it. So they attack two women because on their car there's a bumper stick that had the name of the company on it. Where's this Mishnah? Where's this Mishnah applied to these people? Ahu Breya or if it's a Breya and Samer, where it goes on over here for some what reason? These people had no idea that did they build the company. They just had a sticker on it. So that's the problem we have of doing the things that are not part of the Torah. And if the Torah really has an impact on you, as Ephraim said, you will apply the Torah not only to the Beis Medrash, but where else?
Everywhere you go to.
Okay? So last week we were talking about the kavod of a Rebbe. And go over here, we'll go to page 3. And this is the Rambam. The Rambam bases his halacha on Hilchos Talmud Torah Per Chamishi on what the Gemara was talking about in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud. Okay, it says as follows. Per Chamishi. Okay? A few minutes. K'shem she'adam metzuva l'chvod aviv v'yirah. So just like a person has been commanded by the Torah, one of the commandments of the Aseres HaDibros to have respect for his father, kafu chayev l'chvod rabo. He has to respect his Rebbe. Yerato and have respect for him and fear him, not have awe of him. The Rabbi Yotem Miaviv and the Rebbe is more than his father. Sheaviv maybe lechay elam hazeh. A father brings you into this world.
Wow.
Rabbi Shilim the Chachma, he teaches him wisdom. Besides the words of a Torah, meviyo lechay elam haba, brings him to elam haba. So the Rebbe is greater. Now, this is only talking about a Rebbe that is your Rebbe Muvok. And even if you have a Rebbe Muvok, and if your parent pays money for him to teach you, who gets first shot? Your father. That's the halacha. So if you, in any today's times, no one learns for free. Everyone gets paid somehow, some way. So if your father's drowning and your Rebbe's drowning, chiyuv is to save your father first, even though it's your Rebbe, because he's paying for your Rebbe. The Rebbe is working for your father, so it's your father's schus. Got it? So it's not. It's
right. You only have panasa because my father's paying for you. So sorry, I have to save my father first.
That's right, because your father's paying for the learning. He's just an instrument, a keli of your father. He's a kli of your father. Okay. If your father lost his glasses and your Rebbe lost the glasses, So it says, again, this is not talking about a Rebbe that gets paid from your father.
It's talking about that you pay for him.
Right, or he does it for free and he's your constant Rebbe, Rebbe Muvhok, not 16 different Rabbeim, or you had 16 different teachers. Your Rebbe, you're walking in the street and your Rebbe's carrying his basket from the market, and your father's carrying his basket from the market, or your father's wheeling a wagon and your Rebbe's wearing a wagon. Maniach shorabah v'achakach aviv. You help your Rebbe and then your father. Again, only if he's not paid. Aviv rabo shvuyim b'shivya. Your Rebbe got captured and kidnapped, and your father got kidnapped. Hodet rabo. You save your Rebbe only if he didn't get paid. V'achakach hodet aviv. Okay. So it says im haya aviv. And if your father Tam Chacham teaches a little bit, so he gets the first crack at it. You don't have any greater respect for a Rebbe, and there's no greater fear and honor for a Rebbe. Amru Chachamim, Mora Rabok Mora Keshemayim. Here's where the Gemara fits it in. The fear of a Rebbe is like having Yirat Hashem. Lefikach Amru, that's why the Gemara says, Kol HaChalek Al Rabo, HaChalek Al Shechina. Whoever argues and fights against his Rebbe, he's fighting against God. Because the Rebbe is an ambassador and the mouthpiece of Hashem. Shinema, Batzotam Al Hashem, that they complained against God. What? They complained about Moshe and Aaron. But when you complain about Moshe and Aaron, you complain against Hashem. Kolosim Meriba, and if someone has an instigation, they actually have a real fight against the Rebbe. Acholik means he argues. There's a fight. Kolosim Meriba and Rabo Kolosim Meriba. You're fighting with God. You're having a fist fight with Hashem. It doesn't mean a fist fight. It means you're not lacking respect for Hashem. Shneimar, Asherov Bnei Yisrael Es Hashem VeYikadosh Bom. And because they complained against, they fought against Hashem, and who were they really fighting against? They complained against Moshe and Aaron. They call him Mitraim al Rabbo, Mitraim al Hashem. And if someone comes over and says that the Rebbe is cruel and mean, and he's picking on me, and he's making all these insinuations, and he's telling his father, he's telling his mother, he's telling his friends that I have a vicious Rebbe, he doesn't care about me, and he's an achzar, he's cruel. And it's not really that way, because he's trying to be mechanach you, he's trying to educate you. So you're doing it as if you're doing it al rabbi kid mitra'im al Hashem. You're also having this lashon hara on Hashem. You're calling Hashem cruel and inhumane. Shnema, lo aleinu t'laschem. What are you complaining? Moshe says, and Aaron says, what are you complaining to us for? It's Hashem. And if someone comes over in his mind, he doesn't even have to say it, and he thinks of ways that it's really bothering me, I don't like him. He's having a bad feelings against the Shechina. Because they spoke against Hashem and they spoke against Moshe. So here you have the halacha that came out of the Gemara, and you look at the Shulchan Aruch, basically it's the same thing. So that's the process. You have the Mishnah, then the Gemara comes over and explains it. The Rambam took that and turned it into halacha and codified it, and the Shulchan Aruch did the same thing. So what Ephraim was saying today about the glory and the goodness that Hashem gives to us, it's only because of the Rebbe. The Rebbe gets it from the Torah. Who gave us the Torah? Hashem. That's the common kav. That's the line of our understanding of traditions. So whatever I learned, I got it from my Rebbe. I gave it over to you, Ephraim. Now he's a Rebbe. He's going to give it over to you. You heard something nice from Ephraim, and you say it to somebody else. So if you heard a story about the Chafetz Chaim, or the other stories about Rabbi Akiva, he fainted it because of the kavod, or the Yetzirah about the knife, who gets the credit?
Hashem.
Hashem. we are the vehicle. So if the Rebbe comes over and says, I did a great shiur, so that you're using vanity. But if you come over and say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for being the vehicle to help other people, and that my words were accepted by them, thank you so much. And then Hashem puts his arm around you and says, Mekubal. And some rabbis strut around like peacocks.
I'm a great rabbi.
Yeah.
They don't have the Libush and Abba.
No, they're not peacock. The turkeys, the chickens. It doesn't work. The guys.
They should take a lesson from the Chavetz Chaim.
Exactly right. You don't have to dress up to be a Rosh Hashiva.
The community, Benny.
What?
The community had a community problem. All the rabbi was like, my cover. What? I just.
Oh yeah, that we read the Chumash of the Rav Tursky.
Yeah, yeah.
So it said over there that, well, once this rabbi from Ponovitch, so they were going to have a communal meeting about there was a problem, so they tried to solve it. And everyone's like, no, Asher's his fault. I did the most stuff for the community, so Asher's his fault. Speak first. And then someone else said, no, I should speak first. And then the rabbi said, hey everyone, quiet. We're here to discuss a problem and try to solve it. Why is everyone arguing who's going to be first? It doesn't matter.
I have a minhag that I've done everywhere I went. Anytime I have a meeting, a staff meeting or other types of meetings, what do I start it with? Why do I start with the Dvar Torah?
To bring Kedusha into the
because there might be arguments. I might say one point of view, the Rebbe might say another point of view, this might go on. But if you understand that the whole reason why we're having this meeting is because of Torah, so the egos melt away.
There's actually a very interesting thing is that Petrusky wrote on this Pirkei Avos, mm-hmm. I chose to leave out in the interest of our time.
Okay.
I'll say it up briefly. It's that basically it says that the Torah makes someone who wise in judgment, and if someone says Torah Lishma, it will reveal the secrets of Torah to him. Mm-hmm. So it says that that there are Rebbeim who between seeing people, they're like, they'll learn a bit, because they can give good advice, but sometimes they need to learn Torah to recharge it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So here we have a complete circle. You respect your Rebbe, like you respect your father, like you respect your parents, and that's why it's interesting, because if you're not a good Rebbe, listen to what happens. The Rebbe is an ambassador, and the ambassador insults you. So who do you get angry at?
The country.
The country. What he represents. If you don't get along with your father, and your father represents a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so who are you getting angry against?
Hashem.
And that's why kids walk away. That's why kids leave Torah. That's why some kids leave their things. Because the parent is not doing a good job. Or the Rebbe is not doing a good job, because their ego, they feel like, well, it's a matter. You don't understand what I'm doing. You know what's going on over here. You know, I'm talking about Hashem's Torah, and you're disrupting me. It's like, you know, this is what Hashem wants. You had if I come over and I teach you something and it didn't stick in, what do I say to myself? I say I have to come over and think of a better way to present it to you. It's not your fault. It's my fault. If my kid is not listening to me, it's not his fault. It's something that I did wrong, and I have to work on it to get that going.
If he didn't understand you, maybe it's your fault. So you have to try to find out another way to understand it better.
When the ego gets involved, and my son is not listening to me, I hate my son, and I tell everybody: love your child, hate the situation. Love your Talmud. Hate the reason what's going on, but the love never wanes. And I told us the parents, I said, if you hate your child and the kid runs away from you, you throw him out of the house, he's going to be chosen by tshuva, and guess where he's not going to go to when he comes back? He won't go to your house because you threw him out. So love your child, love your Talmud. If he becomes a Baal Tshuva and you throw him out of the house, he won't come back to your house, even though he's from again. So never throw him out. Love the kid, love your Talmud, hate the situation that's going on. They're not understanding, they're not working well. You don't come, oh, I hate my honey, I hate my Talmidim. No, I love my Talmidim, but something wasn't right today. We didn't see eye to eye today. And I have to think of a way. Hashem, give me the Razei HaTovah, give me the strength, and give me the secrets that I can apply it in another way for them to learn about it. That's the challenge of a Rebbe. So Yasher means being from your heart. So if the Rebbe gives you your heart, his heart, then you give him your heart and your ears. If you don't feel the Rebbe sincere, nothing's going to sink in. It's just a job. It's just a
profession. You think he's there just for the money, so
Okay, so
I gave him the teach, but I don't care. What I'm listening to, he'll get the money anyway.
That's right, because I don't have value to this, so you're not going to have the value to this. It's your car.
Thank you.